All right, we'll see if it worked.
I apologize in advance if my baby starts crying. I'm alone with her today, so.
Come on, you should have more control over a baby. No, no worries. All right, so tell me the last recording you listened to so I know exactly what you've been exposed to.
I listened to yesterday's module too, which was how everything is in the mind, brain, and thoughts and emotions, and what you feel or your state of being is what's going to create your physical state.
Perfect. Okay.
And then the past is gone. Don't dwell on it. Don't be a victim.
Yep.
And the law of attraction.
Beautiful. Okay. So that was week two, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you're going into week three. Okay. So my objective is to teach you acceptance so that you can start practically applying it. But in addition, I just want to see how you're doing with your diet for the mind. So
way better than last week.
Better than last week?
Yeah. I think last week I was shoving it in, like you said. And like I just kept on saying like eat it, and it was not working. Mm-hmm. So once I took that break, I think it helped.
Good. Yeah. So you definitely want to feed it to your mind, but you know, again, this week one is all about focus and attention, and realizing that you have the ability to make choices around that very consciously.
Yeah.
So if you're in, you know, if you're experiencing a lot of resistance, and you're feeding your microvision and pounding it in there, that's just not going to help. So what you want to do is in those moments when you're experiencing a lot of resistance and you feel like you're, you know, pounding in your microvision, just take a break from it, like you said, and shift your attention to, you know, what we talked about last night, things that you experience happiness with. Or shift it to something in your vision that you could start doing right now in the moment. It's all about shifting attention and doing it very consciously instead of how you've been doing it unconsciously.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
So, good. And are you really applying your mental filter and not getting, you know, like I talked about last night, not, you know, dredging up things from, you know, 2 days ago that were terrible and sharing them with people and trying to get, you know, some commiseration going? Are you okay in that department?
It's been hard because I'm like feeding my microvision or I'm being present and doing stuff, and then I get like little thoughts, like negative thoughts that are bad things that are going to happen. I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I stop those from coming?
Yeah, you don't. That's the first trick. You don't. And we'll talk about acceptance and how acceptance is going to help you move through those. Okay.
Yeah.
But just make sure that you're consciously choosing to filter out things that aren't in alignment with your vision.
Okay. So how do I filter it out when it comes?
Don't worry about the thoughts. This is more about, you know, being tempted to get into a conversation about, you know, if you have in your vision that you have a, you know, you experience peace and calm, but yet you're choosing to get involved in an argument. That's what you filter out the argument. Okay. So it's more about the action you're taking in the moment. If you are peace and calm, a person who's experiencing peace and calm in their vision is not, you know, watching murder and mayhem on the TV.
Yeah.
That's what we mean. Making very conscious choices to stay in alignment with where you're going instead of where you've been.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely did that because my friends were complaining about the vaccine and how employers are forcing people to get the vaccine. And then I just tried to change the subject right away. I was like, oh, how's they're going to Vegas? I'm like, how's Vegas? But they kept at it. So it's kind of hard when they still keep on going.
That's okay. What you did was perfect. You tried to change the topic, right? But if you can't change the topic, you can always leave the conversation.
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing.
It's a text, so it's like,
Oh, well, get off the chain. like, you know, Mike said, I think, did he say last night? I think he said, you know, his buddies texted him and started getting involved in a conversation on text, and he just deletes them.
Yeah.
Get off the text. Don't engage.
Yeah.
Right? There's no reason to. It's not in alignment with what you want. So make those choices very consciously.
I actually need help. So I'm getting the second vaccine, and I was scrolling through Facebook, and then I accidentally saw something I shouldn't have seen, and then now I'm like, I'm worried about it. So I'm like, how do I stop worrying, and or what do I do to say, like, hey, you know, it's going to be fine, you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what acceptance is going to help with, but I want you to start really reframing this.
Uh-huh.
This is not about stopping anything.
Okay.
All right. This is about making new choices.
Okay.
So you don't stop your friends having a conversation. You make a new choice about how you involve yourself in the conversation.
Okay.
You don't stop worrying thoughts. If you try to stop worrying thoughts, you're going to get more of them.
Yeah.
So you don't stop worrying thoughts. You accept the state of being that's creating them.
Okay.
So I want you to reframe this. Every time you hear, I need to stop this or I need to get rid of this, you are choosing resistance. You're
going
to get more. So when you hear yourself say that, we're gonna replace that, not replace the thought, but the next thought is going to be an acceptance. You're going to do acceptance. Okay? But reframe this as not as stopping anything.
Okay.
It's about choosing something new.
Okay.
Very, very important. Perfect. All right, so let's talk about acceptance. I'm going to keep this really bare bones because I don't want you to get caught up in the philosophy of it. All I need you to do is understand it enough to do it.
Okay.
So I'm going to make it real simple, and it's four simple steps.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So step number one is you have to be aware. So you've been practicing awareness, right? You've been starting to listen to what's going on inside of you. You're starting to listen to your thoughts and your feelings, correct?
Yeah, so definitely.
Beautiful. And you should also listen to the words that come out of your mouth, all right? And you should listen to your actions. And you say, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, again, if you say you want peace and quiet, but you're taking the action to watch the violent movie, you're not in alignment with what you want. So you're actually in resistance to the peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at your actions as well, right?
Yep.
So awareness, and this is very important, and we kind of reiterate this in the Q&As, awareness is the act of listening, not believing your thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is not to reconcile your thoughts and feelings. So as soon as you believe the thought, oh, my God, what if this happens?
Yeah.
And you believe that thought, oh, my God, that could happen. Now what you're doing is you're unconsciously choosing the fear that created the thought in the first place.
Okay.
So listen. Listen to your thoughts. Listen to your feelings. Listen to your words. Listen to your actions. That's awareness, step number one. Without awareness, you can't do acceptance.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Step number two is you listen so that you can identify your current state of being.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what week two is about, just listening and saying, okay, you know, you listen to the thought and you say, okay, that's clearly anger, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, or fear or worry like you're experiencing. So step number two is you identify your current state of being. Now, most important part about identifying your current state of being is to make sure that you are just identifying the state of being you're currently experiencing to the best of your ability.
Okay.
All right. So it's not about going in the past and accepting your state of being from the past and identifying those. It's not about going into the future and thinking about what state of being you could experience. It's about this moment, what am I experiencing, and be as honest as possible. So if it's worry, it's worry. If it's fear, it's fear. If it's happiness, it's happiness.
Yeah.
If it's love, it's love. You just identify your current state of being. Okay? You don't try to change it. You don't sugarcoat it. You just, you're completely honest. Right now, it's anger. Right now, it's hatred. Right now, it's happiness. Right now, it's joy. Okay? You just be honest. Yeah. Don't sugarcoat or avoid any state of being.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yep.
All right. So, you're aware. You're aware, that's step number one. You're aware so that you can do step number two, identify as honestly as you can your current state of being. Step three, this is the action. This is where you choose acceptance. All right, so I'm going to have you write down a phrase. You've probably heard us say it, but write it down exactly as I say it.
Okay.
Please. I accept.
I think I read that. I accept that I am whatever, and that's okay.
Okay. I want you to write it down exactly as I say it.
Okay. I accept.
I'm experiencing. Blank. Which is where you put the state of being.
Yeah.
Right now, it's okay.
It's
all right,
okay.
So just read it. Yeah, it's okay. So if you wouldn't mind reading it back to me.
Yeah. I think I wrote this one down. I accept that I am experiencing blank right now, and that's okay.
Beautiful. Okay. This is the action, the new action you're taking. This is the conscious new choice you're making, okay? So when you have the thought, oh, my God, what if this happens, right? From now on, you're going to hear that thought.
Yeah.
And you're going to identify the state of being that created that thought, fear.
Okay.
And then you're going to say, in the moment, you're going to choose acceptance by saying, I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. Yeah. All right. Now, it might not feel okay, but your job is to continue to accept. So step number four is once you accept, you have to listen to the next thought or feeling.
Okay.
Identify the state of being. Accept. And then go back and listen to the next thought or feeling. Identify the state of being. Accept. It's in the consistency of the choice that acceptance expands. Now, what happens when acceptance expands? Right now, you've been unconsciously choosing resistance, right?
Yeah.
And the resistance is creating your feelings, your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your reality, because that's what the state of being does. It gives you more of what you choose.
Yeah.
But you've been unconscious. You just didn't know that's how this worked.
Yeah.
But as of today, you now understand that's how it works. So what you're going to do instead is you're going to very consciously choose acceptance so that acceptance can start creating your feelings, thoughts, words, and actions, and then ultimately your reality.
Okay.
So every time you say, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay. You are consciously choosing to expand acceptance and therefore have acceptance create your world. It's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah.
So the most important thing is you have to be conscious, which is the awareness piece. If you're not aware, you're going to keep unconsciously choosing your state of being.
Okay.
All right. So questions.
So I'm experiencing fear, and that's okay. And then I move on to the next thought, or...
Mm-hmm.
Or what happens if I'm like just in the present and not thinking anything, just keep on going? And then when the resistance feeling creeps up, you just accept it, right?
Nope. You want to be aggressively aware. This is not sitting back and waiting for resistance. This is aggressively choosing your state of being as consistently as possible. So we're going to practice it together, so that you get a feel for it, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about, talk a little bit about, some ins and outs of it so that you can start really practicing it, okay?
Okay.
So what I want you to do, I know you have your baby with you, so you probably can't close your eyes, which is fine.
I can't. She's grabbed out.
Oh, okay, cool. So just close your eyes, and I want you just to listen.
Okay.
And I want you just to listen for the first thought or feeling that comes up. And then you're going to, in your head, you can identify the state of being that created it. And then out loud, you're going to say, just because we're doing it together, you can, when you do this on your own, you can do it in your head. Mm-hmm. Out loud, you're going to say, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. And then you're just going to listen for the next thought or feeling. And you're going to just cycle through that. I will stop you to add value, mm-hmm. but if you don't hear me say anything, just keep going. I want you to really get into the groove of accepting so that you know what it feels like, so that when you do it on your own, you can do it consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So any questions before we go, get started?
No.
All right, go for it.
I accept that I am feeling anxiety, and that's okay.
All right, so just put the phrase in front of you because you've got to get the phrase exactly as it is. So it's never I'm feeling, it's never I'm thinking, it's never I'm doing. You got it. And then right now, don't forget the right now, it's okay. Perfect.
I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and that's okay. I accept that I am experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. I accept that I am experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and that's okay.
All right, 1 second. You're doing great. What I want you to do, though, is don't start the phrase until you have identified the state of being.
Okay. Oh,
because
that last one, I was like, wait, what am I feeling?
You were looking for it. You weren't listening.
Yeah.
You were searching. Exactly. So just listen.
Okay.
Keep going.
Well,
you're doing great.
Okay.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Oh, because the baby was starting to cry, and I'm like, what am I feeling? What am I feeling? I wasn't sure.
Don't ask yourself what I'm feeling. Just listen.
Okay. Okay.
You'll get it easier as you do it, but just it's really important that you're just listening for what comes up instead of putting something there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and that's okay. I accept that I am experiencing anxiety right now, and that's okay. So I'm still having the same feeling. Do I just keep on saying
that's
that?
Fine.
Okay.
If that's what you're experiencing, absolutely.
I accept that I am experiencing anxiety right now, and that's okay.
If you need to tend to your baby, that's fine.
It's me, give her a pop. There you go.
Yeah, whatever you need to do. There you go, sweetheart.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and accept what you're experiencing.
I accept that I am experiencing relief right now, and that's okay. So if it's a good or not a good thing, if it's a acceptance and it's a
beautiful,
it makes you feel good, do you still say the same thing?
Absolutely. Whatever state of being you're experiencing. So that was great. I accept I'm experiencing a relief right now. It's okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. Again, it's the power is in the consistency of the choice. It doesn't really matter what your current state of being is. What matters is that you're choosing acceptance next, because that's what you want to have expand. So absolutely, whatever your current state of being is, if it's happiness, joy, wealth, abundance, success, hatred, lack, limitation, doubt, confusion, you just keep accepting. You just keep choosing acceptance.
Okay.
Good job. do it a couple more times. Make sure you really got it settled, and then we'll talk a little bit more about what to do this week.
Okay. I accept that I am feeling that I'm experiencing nervousness right now, and that's okay.
Great. Keep going.
I accept that I'm experiencing relief right now, and that's okay.
All right, perfect. All right, so how did it feel? Do you feel like, you know, once you started, did it get a little bit easier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Closing my eyes and breathing helped.
Yeah. Yeah, but here's the thing. The power of acceptance is you can do it all day long.
Yeah.
So, like, when your friends are, you tried to change the topic, and they won't change the topic, you can just accept your state of being. You don't have to involve yourself in the conversation. You just accept your state of being, whether it's frustration, annoyance, boredom, whatever it is, because you can do it inside of you, in your head.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to do. So you try to do the diet for the mind techniques, and if that doesn't work, you're just going to keep accepting no matter what. Okay. But what's really important to understand about acceptance is, again, you want to make sure that you're just being honest about your current state of being, no matter what it is. You don't sugarcoat it. You don't make it worse than it is. So it's not, I accept I'm experiencing extreme worry. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a state of being of worry.
Okay.
It's just manifested as this thought and feeling. That's it. You get very, what starts to happen is you get very objective. Instead of caught up in your emotions and your thoughts, you just look at them and use them as tools to point to your state of being so you can expand acceptance.
Okay.
So absolutely, you want to accept all states of being. You want to do this as consistently as possible. When you're starting out, you want to do, you have to do a half an hour every morning. Yes.
Okay.
Set the alarm and do not get up until that alarm goes off. Because it's in this dedicated time that you become a master at the four steps.
Okay.
Right? You become a master at the awareness, become a master at the identifying your state of being, because it's just, you're just doing acceptance for a concentrated period of time. So you're going to experience boredom. You're going to experience frustration. You're going to experience annoyance and impatience, but that's okay. You keep accepting until that alarm goes off. Nice and slow and deliberate.
Okay.
So very, very much what you just did with me, as consistently as you can. Is your mind going to wander? Of course it is. Just bring it back to the acceptance.
Okay.
All right.
And that's, so that's 30 minutes every hour, but then throughout the day I still do my microvision. And...
Well, it's 30 minutes every morning and then all day long.
Okay.
So you're with your baby, right? Right now. When we hang up, you're going to be doing acceptance.
Okay.
So when you experience, you know, fear, or you've got the thought of worry comes up, I accept I'm experiencing worry right now, it's okay. Maybe she's not going down for a nap and you're experiencing frustration, you're just going to accept the frustration. Maybe you're looking at her and you feel this overwhelming love, you're going to accept that you're experiencing love.
Okay.
So this is, it's really great that you're home with your baby right now. Or even when you're out and about, because it's that additional time that you can apply acceptance, and it's going to help you in your relationship with your baby, right? Because
I couldn't do this last week. I couldn't stay with her and watch her last week, so this is a big step.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome. So whatever you experience, you just want to keep accepting, keep accepting, keep accepting. So half hour in the morning, you want to do it all day long. It's the only thing you should do as you're falling asleep at night.
Uh-huh.
And it's the only thing you should do if you wake up in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And then the clock on acceptance starts as soon as you're aware you're awake in the morning. You start accepting. Because again, you can do it in your head. So you're laying in bed, you're accepting. Right? You're getting up to go tend to the baby, you're accepting. You're going to the bathroom, you're accepting. You're taking a shower, you're accepting. You're driving your car, you're accepting. All these moments during the day when we're just randomly thinking in our head, we have to start accepting. because that's when we're unconsciously choosing. We're going to replace that unconscious choosing with conscious choosing of acceptance. Does that make
sense?
How
does that work? Yeah, how does it work? Hmm. So, like, after I gave birth, I, like, lost all my energy, lost everything, just everything. Like, it just took everything from me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I injured my nose somehow, or I don't know what it is. There's something going on in my body. But whenever I'm feeling discomfort or pain, do I just say that? Like, okay.
No, I'm sorry. I was agreeing with this. This is a great question. You never accept pain, because pain is a physical manifestation of a state of being. It's not a state of being.
Okay.
What you do is you accept your state of being about the pain in the moment.
Okay.
So one moment you could be really experience frustration, right? Why am I still having this pain? Or, you know, after giving birth, I lost everything. I accept I'm experiencing loss right now. It's okay. Right? So you accept your state of being about it. When you're thinking about it, you accept your state of being that the thought reflects. But you don't accept pain. Pain is a physical manifestation. We want to deal with the cause of the physical manifestation, your state of being.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Okay.
Now, one little thing that you can get could cause a hiccup in this process. If you have no clue what your state of being is, you're experiencing a state of being of confusion. Right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
State of being of confusion. If you kind of know, but you don't know how to label it, check in with how you're feeling in the moment. If you feel okay, then it's acceptance. Yeah. So I accept I'm experiencing acceptance right now. It's okay. If you don't feel okay, then accept resistance.
Okay.
I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. I don't want you getting caught up in wordsmithing your state of being. Just be as honest as you know in the moment. Accept, and then listen for the next one.
Okay. I like that one because words don't come easily sometimes.
Okay. Absolutely. I mean, you did great when we were practicing it, but you're right. At some point, you might go, I don't know what I'm experiencing. Okay. If you don't know something, then you're experiencing confusion. Very simple.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, any questions? Because I just want to make sure that you've got enough knowledge right now to just do it.
Okay.
You feel like you can go off and do it?
Well, every morning, half an hour, I'm going to set my alarm and do this. And then while falling asleep, and if I wake up in the middle of the night, now, when do I do my microvision?
You're going to do acceptance all day long, right? Like I said, you're going to hang up the phone, you're going to do acceptance. You'll work your microvision in. So, for example, your question, when you feel like you're pounding your microvision, you should be accepting instead.
Okay.
And then when you're expanding acceptance a little bit, your microvision will come back in.
Okay.
It's not one or the other. It's a combination. But if you feel like you're trying to stop something, then you just stop and start accepting.
Okay.
All right, and remember the reframing from stopping to making a new choice. That's what you're doing.
Okay.
You're not stopping anything.
When I'm present and, like, doing stuff and not thinking about anything, I mean, I don't have to worry about. I just do, right?
Well, you can still do acceptance. What you don't want to do is drop your awareness. It's when we drop our awareness, we start thinking. We want to accept through the thinking. So you have to be aware all the time.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Don't get caught up in all of that. Just do exactly what we did. So we'll hang up the phone, and I want you just to keep doing it.
Okay.
And you'll go in and out of it, and that's fine, but you want to always be aware of your state of being and always be accepting as consistently as possible.
Okay.
All right. You got this.
Yeah. So if I get lost, sometimes, like, we went out of town, I pushed myself to, we drove, like, outside of our city and just did a quick little trip. And I got to go into a river and swim, and then I just got lost and I forgot everything, and that's okay, right?
Or sometimes when I'm feeding the baby, I forget everything and I get lost.
Yeah, so as soon as you, but try to recognize when you get lost so that you don't get lost. And then if you do get lost, just as soon as you become aware again, just start accepting again.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Okay, great. So this is your second coaching call, correct? Or your third?
Yes. Second.
All right, so then schedule with Mike next week. He'll want to follow up. And by that time, you should be able to do acceptance like it's second nature.
Okay, cool.
All right, and then boxer us with any questions.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Have a great day. And I look forward to talking to you in a week or two.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.